Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Mayor Rick Meehan from Ocean City, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Jessica. Hey,
first off, I want to thank you for coming out. The other day, Friday, we had our big live broadcast down at the beach with the Maryland Department of Transportation. Huge success, $500 sandcastle contest. Mayor Rick Meehan was out there with us, and
it
we
was
really,
awesome.
Really appreciate it. It was really special that you were there.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for the invite, and you know that's so important to get that message out about our Walk Smart, Bike Smart, Drive Smart program and our partnership with State Highway and your partnership with us. So I thought it was great, and it's a great way to get that message out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. But again, thank you so much for coming. And you guys had a big conference on Friday as well, right? Can you kind of give us like the rundown and tell us a little bit about it? I know a lot of people, a lot of elected officials and, you know, highway administrative, key people were in town as well.
Yes, last week was a extremely busy week in Ocean City. MACO was in town. That's the Maryland Association of Counties. And representatives from all the county governments, some of their staff, county employees were here for that convention, which has probably become the largest convention that we have here in Ocean City. And it was packed. I mean, there were people from all over the state, and it's a great opportunity for us to showcase Ocean City to the rest of the state. So we certainly try to take advantage of that opportunity. There's also a large number of events that are held throughout the city, receptions and dinners that are sponsored by MACO and the affiliates that work with MACO and the businesses that work with county governments. So it was an extremely busy week in town. You saw not just the county representatives, but state delegates and senators were here. I know I saw Senator Chris Van Hollen was here. Governor Moore was here. So it was a busy time in Ocean City. It was a great week, really. And I think everybody not only had a very successful conference, but also really enjoyed themselves here in Ocean City.
Did you go to the Crab Fest after? I kept hearing about the big crab feast for everybody.
Yes, Friday evening they do have a crab feast. That's kind of like the last big event that they have, and I was able to attend that.
Nice.
Went with County Commissioner Joe Petresic, and I went to that and got to talk to an awful lot of people from throughout the state. It's a big event. I mean, there's hundreds. I don't know what the total capacity is. They set up all the tents in the south parking lot of Convention Center. I don't know how many people were there, but there were thousands, I guess. I mean, it was a big number, but
yeah.
It was a nice event, and that's a tradition that's been going on for as long as I can remember at MACO.
Nice, nice. That's like the best part.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It was a good part. I know there were some fabulous dinners. Restaurants were closing really for parties. The Hobbit had some. I know Fegger's had a big dinner. Tap House had a number of different events held there, as did Dry 85 and so many others that were participating and supported. And a lot of the elected officials had receptions as well. So it was really a big week in Ocean City.
Nice, nice. Well, glad everything turned out good. I know you got up and spoke, and I know we kind of briefly talked about it. I told you to throw in there about the offshore wind. How did that go over? How was the vibe with the whole offshore wind situation?
Well, I got to welcome MACO at their opening session. And, I thank them for being here, of course, and talked a little bit about tourism, investing in tourism, the advantages of that. You know, all governments, state governments, and some even local governments, they tend to cut back on tourism spending or advertising and promotion when their budgets get tight.
Right.
And really, that's the last thing you want to do, because that's the time you really need to increase your advertising to bring people to the state of Maryland, and talked about how successful we've been doing that. You know, our advertising budget exceeds the advertising budget of the state of Maryland. But at the same time, we bring millions of visitors to the state. 70% of our visitors come from outside of the state of Maryland, and that's bringing money into Ocean City and to the state. So that was well received. And yes, I did then go to a discussion without mentioning it directly about the offshore wind and how important local government authority is to our counties and our municipalities, because that was one of the themes of their convention about local government and how the concerns of local government in Ocean City have been totally ignored, and went on to talk about how it's important for all of us to stand together, fight for local authority, and for those of us that locally support our constituents, and went on to talk about what U.S. Wind and how devastating that would be, and I asked them all to stand together and help us in this what has been an eight-year-long fight to preserve Ocean City and really protect the ratepayers in the state of Maryland. Got a big ovation, so I think our message is starting to resonate, not just locally, but over the last, I've seen a change, last 12 to 18 months, it's starting to resonate throughout the state, and that was a very warm reception to those remarks.
Very good, very good. We'll keep fighting that good fight, Mayor Rick Meehan. Before I have a couple stories that I saw in the trending in the news, but I wanted to mention first the remnants of this hurricane. Hurricane Aaron is coming up the coast. Doesn't look like it's going to be hitting here on Delmarva specifically, but I know we're going to get some effects, already starting to feel some effects possibly in some areas. What's going on in Ocean City? How is Ocean City preparing for that? Is there any restrictions on the beach or is there going to be? Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes. Hurricane Aaron is a large, powerful storm, and it is coming, along the East Coast. The track predicts that it's going to move to the east, which will move further away from us, so it's not a direct impact on Ocean City, but we are going to get the residual effects from Hurricane Aaron, and we are going to experience significantly high surfs, some flooding, some high tides. The good news is that the storm is moving quickly, so it will only be here through really one full tide cycle, so we won't have that situation where water continually gets backed up on the bayside and results in extremely high tides like happened during Superstorm Sandy. We're not expecting that to occur at this time. Tides are supposed to be about 2 feet above mean low water, which is typically 3 feet at high tide, so hovering around 5 feet. That is going to cause some, of course, flooding in the downtown areas that we received during even minor storms. And some of the other areas, kind of base it on what you saw. We'll use Sandy because it's the most recent memory I think most people have. Yeah. The highest tides were at about 6.2 feet above mean low water. This should not exceed 5 feet, so hopefully that will give you a barometer there. But still, that's water. That's something we're watching very closely, because if that needle moves at all, we may have to take some actions in those areas. But it's not anticipated at this time.
Okay.
As far as what the city's doing, we're beginning to remove all the blue trash cans you see around on the beach and in other areas. Get them away. Starting tomorrow morning, we'll be removing the big 300-gallon cans that you see on the beach, moving all the beach stands back. We will be closing the gates along the seawall, along the boardwalk. We'll start with the interior gates, and then we'll move to the gates at the street end. So those will get closed tomorrow into Thursday, probably mostly tomorrow. The city yard, everything will be, we're going to take precautions. For the worst case scenario, the big thing is the surf and the beach. We are encouraging people, if you go out on the beach right now, the beach is not closed, but do not go into the surf. There's nothing to be gained right now from going into the ocean. The guards will be on the beach, but our light patrol, our beach patrol, has lost some of its members due to kids, young adults going back to college. So we are down about 30%. But there will be the guards on the beach. They will be on the ATVs. Do not go in the ocean. I mean, there's nothing to be gained by that. There's always somebody who thinks they can outswim, the currents. You can't. And you can't run from water. So please, if you want to go out, watch the waves, take a look. but don't go into the ocean right now. Please obey what the lifeguards say. They will start restricting swimming and maybe prohibit it at some point, but it's only for about 24, 48 hours. Let's let this storm get out of here and everybody remain safe.
Yeah, you know, when you get in a fight with the ocean, you always seem to lose. The ocean always wins, you know, so that's definitely something you need to follow because, you know, the ocean is not anything to joke around with. It ain't no joke.
It isn't, and you're going to see that, you know, that it's just not the place to be. Please say that, you know, tell your friends, everybody, right now, let's let it get out of here.
Yeah.
And so everybody can, you know, be there to swim another day. That's public safety is our number one priority. We want everybody to remain safe. Please, this is a big storm. Let's all take precautions.
You know, are you following, you know, anything? I know it's out of West Ocean City, I believe, but you know anything about this Mid-Atlantic tournament that's going on? Is it being, you know, obviously I'm sure it's being affected. We just had the White Marlin Open, you know, wrap up, but now they have the annual Mid-Atlantic tournament. We haven't been following it as closely as we do, you know, with the White Marlin, but is that being affected? Do you know anything about that?
You know, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay.
We've been concentrating so much on Ocean City right now and
yeah.
You know, watching this storm and making sure we take all precautions and, you know, get all the information out for our residents and visitors that I honestly apologize. I really haven't been following that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's affecting us out of West Ocean City. Speaking of in town, of course, coming up, I saw an article here in the OC Today Dispatch. You know, the bus service is getting prepared, as I'm sure everybody is, for a couple big festivals on the way. We're a little bit over a month away from Ocean's Calling. It's September the 26th through 28th. You got Country Calling that's coming. I guess those all kind of, that extends the season even longer, right?
Oh, it certainly does. You know, we used to think that, you know, when you got to Labor Day, things would wind down
yeah.
dramatically and everything would be over. That's just not the case. You know, we have so many events coming up this fall from, you know, our seafood festival that'll be taking place that in September. You know, we have Rock and Ride coming up. You know, we've got the two concerts, Ocean Calling, Country Calling, Wine Fest, Sun Fest. I mean, there are so many things yet to come on
wow.
the calendar, you know, for Ocean City that it, you know, it's, you know, we just hope the weather gets good, this storm gets out of here, and we can all refocus on all of those fun things and those fun events that take place throughout the late summer and into the fall season.
Yeah, you know what? You mentioned that seafood festival. I saw that trending a few weeks ago, and that's going to be up at Northside Park, right?
It is, and that's the first time we've done that. It's an event to bring people to town, similar to like Wine Fest or Sun Fest or anything
yeah.
like that. I mean, you know, to bring people to town. Hopefully they'll come here for that, then also go out to the other restaurants and, you know, enjoy everything else Ocean City has to offer. But it's a new event, and, you know, it's something that, you know, we think could become very successful and bring people here and introduce them and to Maryland seafood and then encourage them to go out to all of our local restaurants to continue to enjoy that experience.
Yeah. By the way, if you don't know about that, that's Saturday, September the 6th, 12 to 8,
correct.
Northside Park. And you can go to the website for more details, OCMDSeafoodFest.com. But it says here, steam crabs, Maryland seafood, beer, wine, and cocktails, live music, cooking demos, family friendly. I mean, all the incredible faves, all my incredible faves are going to be there. All the best seafood that we have to offer in the area. I mean, I can't wait. I'm sure you're going to be there, Mayor.
I hope to be there. Yes. You know, I think it should be a fun event. It's one of those events. Hopefully you'll see a lot of your friends, a lot of people, and maybe even, you know, like we always try to do with everything we do, introduce some new people to Ocean City and to, you know, entice them to enjoy the seafood and continue to do it throughout the year at all of our local restaurants.
Hooper's, Hooked, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Of course, that's over the bridge. Sterling Tavern, Coastal Salt, Flamingo Coast. By the way, and a ton of other restaurants, too. And I apologize if I didn't name it. Just so such a big list. By the way, the Flamingo Coast was right there when we were doing our live broadcast on Friday. And I picked up a menu. We didn't go because I had to get back here to the station. But definitely on our list. I know you've been there. What have you had from there? Because I want to go and try it.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I went there with Kelly and Everly, my daughter and granddaughter.
Okay.
And we had the Cuban sandwich. I know we had that.
Okay.
And it was terrific.
Yes.
And they have all these different ice cream sodas, these drinks and everything that smoothies, different types of drinks that the girls really like. So it's really nice. It's a nice atmosphere. Then, of course, upstairs, you do have the patio upstairs is now reopened. And that's a great view up there, and that's a great experience. And you got Tony's Pizza, is back. So that whole little corner there has now come back to life, and I think that's really good for downtown Ocean City.
Absolutely, and the menu looks incredible. I mean, the breakfast sandwiches, they talked about the dirty sodas. That's what they're called, the dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas, right, yes. Right. And there's all different variations of them. And, they were trying different ones. So it's kind of a fun place. It's a nice place for the kids.
Absolutely.
And it's right there. It's, you're on the beach, you go in there, boom, you're back out on the beach.
Yes, yes. Perfect location. Well, look, Mayor McMeehan, I know you're a busy guy. I don't want to take too much of your time, but we appreciate you checking in, giving us updates as always. Thank you for all you do. I know we're not going to get, like a crazy storm or whatever, just to feel some effects, but, good luck with all the prep and, the readiness for the hurricane. And, hopefully it'll get out of here soon. We'll be back out on the beach.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to everybody about that. And please, don't take the storm for granted. Things could change. We're going to be monitoring it closely, but, take your normal precautions that you would and just be prepared because, we always try to prepare for the worst-case scenario. We don't think that's going to occur. If it did, we would certainly make those notifications. But be safe. Stay out of the ocean. Let's wait for the sun to come back out and the storm to get out of here.
Mayor Rick Meehan from Ocean City, thank you so much for checking in, my friend. We appreciate
it. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Jessica. Talk soon.
Have a good one.
Hey, what's up, guys?